Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening. This is your boy SABV, aka Mr. Push Forward himself. How are you guys doing tonight? Last night we didn't exactly have too aggressive or progressive of a conversation, whatever you want to call it. So tonight, I thought I would stick with the same subject, which is, of course, oral sex. We are talking about sex all month, you know, it seems to grab everybody's attention. So for the entire month, we are going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about sex for the whole month, but for the rest of the night, we're going to be talking about oral sex. So, do you like it? Do you not like it? Is it fun for you? Is it a necessity in a relationship? Is it like an every now and again thing? You know, all that good stuff. So, hit me up. 213-816-0304. Let me know what's on your mind. How you feel about it. Before I forget, tomorrow, 12 o'clock in Oakland. I have actually a few other announcements too. Things to throw out there. Tomorrow, 12 o'clock in Oakland at the Oakland Estuary, 7250 Doolittle Drive, third annual Set Appreciation, Calvary MC, and Breaking Bread. Third annual, third time doing this. Please come out and support. Wonderful man. Always a nice little turnout, always a nice little hit. So come out. That's for tonight. I'm on you. Okay. Sorry about that. So, as I was saying, I don't think I got a good enough feedback from you guys on that. You know, I didn't have enough callers, and so I wasn't satisfied with the results I got. Shit, my show, I can do what I want, and I think that you guys could have done a lot better with a subject like that. I'm giving you guys a chance to talk openly with one another, you know, without having to worry about, you know, who's on the other side. You go ahead and claim like you recognize each other's voice or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But fuck it, even if you do, you know, just be open. You'd be surprised about what you'll learn on these shows, on certainly one of our I've come to understand. We don't know it all. But don't be shy. Call in. We don't bite. Fellas and ladies don't bite. Ladies and fellas don't bite. Well, shit, not a whole lot of fellas speak up when they call. Or when anybody calls, for that matter. But, you know, call in. Show some love. Now, my thing. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, so, you don't like me talking about it too nice and real, fine. I don't really care. You don't have to listen. But, it's not that I wasn't satisfied with the amount that I was getting last night. It was just that I feel like the conversation could have been a little more extensive. So, not a lot of people were coming into the room. But not just, not just oral sex. Just, hold on. Yes, sorry about that. So as I was saying, the whole point of this show is to get the two sexes, men and women, to talk more openly about you know, what we think we know about one another, shit. As far as what happens in the bedroom, let's just be open and honest with one another. Shit, I'll talk about, I'll hurt somebody's feelings real quick. I will be honest about what I can and cannot do with my heartbreak. As you will notice, if you continue to listen and continue to call in, a lot of the people who speak up are the same way. It's the whole point of the show. We're not going to stick on sex forever. But, you know, if you get the idea of people are more comfortable talking about sex, believe it or not. I mean, if you're going to call the show and actually speak up, you obviously have to be comfortable talking about it. So a lot gets said and a lot gets understood. You know, shit, I've learned a couple of things I'm going to take to heart as far as what I should and should not be doing physically, for that matter. But, I mean, that's the whole point, though. Open up, talk. Find some extra pointers on how to, you know, do that extra shit to your woman. I don't know how to. What the hell? Oh, my God. What's wrong with that? The damn thing is tripping. Boy, take advantage. You got some, you're getting some little trade secrets in here. Don't be scared. Open your mouth. See, okay, so that's two. So I need both of you guys if you just have to speak up, okay? So, first of all, can you guys hear me okay?
Testing, Bush, testing. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? What time is your show? I was looking for it.
What's that?
What time is your show? I was looking for it.
You know what? I haven't made one yet, man. Like I said, since I just started last week, I get home randomly every night from work. So, during the week, I'll do random late shows maybe. Because I made a couple this week, but I erased them, you know, because like I was telling you, and you were telling me, like it's all about just testing it and seeing how the board works and stuff with the phone. But my scooper schedule show is going to be this Sunday at around maybe 6 o'clock Midwest time. So, you know, just going to be a half-hour segment. I don't have the pay for yet, you know. Still trying this out, see how it works for me. But, yeah, man, just on that, what are you guys on right now?
Oh, well, I'm still, I haven't even really started yet because nobody started talking. There's only a couple of people in the room counting you.
And, oh, let's get them going, man. Let's get them going. Let's get them pushing.
They're still pretty much on hush. I'm trying to actually get a few more people to call in. I'm bugging individuals, people with other shows who aren't exactly doing nothing right now.
You caught me at a good time too, because usually I get off really late, like at, you know, 1 o'clock over here, Central and shit. But I got off early tonight. It's a nice Friday, so.
Right.
So good. Any specific things you were gonna run over tonight?
I was gonna pick. There wasn't enough people in here last night. I was gonna pick on about the whole oral sex thing again, but I'm gonna actually let. Since I do have a plethora of women calling, usually, I'm going to let them, give them a little opportunity to pick my brain a little, unless I get more guys to call. But I have a couple of things I do want to ask them about that whole oral sex thing that I don't think they're being honest about. Because I spoke to some women at my job today as far as women's anxiousness for it, but I just want to get, I need to get a lot more people in here first, or a lot more people talking.
No, I get you, man. I get you, no doubt. You ever need an honest opinion, man, that's what my friends know me for. Probably why they don't call me for opinion sometimes, because they know.
Yeah, and that's the thing about once you get a group of people talking, like, honesty does come out. I mean, you're just sitting at home on the phone, you're not going to, 9 times out of 10, see these people who you're speaking to. So a lot of honest opinions and a lot of honest answers come out, so. That's why I try to continue to do it, even with just a few callers on some nights. I try to stay consistent. So at some point, you know, people I'm familiar with, friends continue to call in, and then their friends, and then so you got to be consistent. And I have gotten frustrated a couple of times off not enough callers and ended the show early.
Right. Hey, listen, speaking of picking your brain, if you don't mind me asking, just right off the subject, I know, and don't hit that beeper thing, but how long you been doing the show, man?
I have been doing it on and off for about let's say about 7 or 8 months. I've been doing
it
on
and
off.
Nice.
And then
that sound thing you pulled last night, how did you do that, man? Does it give it to you to do that? Like, or did you pull that out?
No, you have
the soundboard.
Yeah, you have to put those sounds on yourself. I have several of
them. Okay, so where you upload the music?
In the little studio. There's a little option for it.
Yeah, where you put the songs and stuff. Okay. All right, that's awesome. That's an awesome thought, man. Okay, cool. I like that. When I heard it, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, did I do this?
Yeah, I didn't want
like,
to.
You know, you're getting off the subject,
funny,
man.
Right?
I was like, oh, shit, my bad, man, my bad.
Yeah, it was good. I understood,
cool,
though.
Cool.
But,
the whole sex thing. Come on, people. Call in somebody.
I'm
tell your friends
to
call in, shit. You know what?
I'm
hold on. Let me put a post on my Facebook, man, and tell my boy here, Push, wants to talk about some stuff here. Oh, God. Maybe I can get some of my friends to jump on in there.
Let me see. Yeah, I'm about to call somebody in a minute. You have matters. I got it.
What's that?
I was thinking about another subject for the show. If I need more people to get in here. Wow, usually within the first 10 or 15 minutes, I get at least a couple of people calling in, fucking around. Okay, I'm about to call somebody now. This is getting ridiculous.
You know what it is, man. It's fucking Friday. And people
yeah,
got paid
Friday.
And they want to go out, man.
Hell yeah.
You know when you should have busted out a show? And, you know, since I don't know, because you have the good, like, the nice one where you pay for it and stuff. I still have the free one, but I can only post one show a day. I don't know if you could do multiple shows.
No, you still just do one show a day. It's just like...
Oh, it still lets you do one?
Be,
oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, it
could
be longer.
I can... If you want, because are you East, West, or, like, Midwest? Like,
I'm West Coast.
Okay, see, I'm from the West, man. I'm from San Diego, but I'm in the Midwest right now working and shit. And what's it called? If you want, because, you know, in a couple hours here, people are going to come back from the clubs and all that shit drunk. And that's when you'd have posted it, because on Friday nights, you know, when they come back at 2, 3 in the morning, they're listening and stuff, and they're like, oh, shit, they're drunk, they're giving their opinions and stuff. That would have been a good time.
Friday
night, you need
to go later. Hell yeah.
See, because I know I'm going to be up later. I don't know if you will, but I can run a show tonight real quick and just gun it and see if people, you know, hear those times and stuff and check
well,
it
I have
out.
A back,
you can jump on
I
there.
I have a couple other backup plans I can refer to. A couple other stations. One is...
okay, cool. Oh, yeah.
Well,
I was thinking about doing that, too. I was thinking about getting, like, a second account with the same shit, like...
Yeah, exactly. And so you can do podcasts and all the stuff. Let me see. Okay, I got a guy in the room. If you can get a couple more guys in the room, I'll just start calling people. Because women will start calling, and I'll have to call a woman for it.
What'd you say? Like, women have what?
I said if you got one or two of your friends to call, and they were guys, that would be great. Because women they'll start calling. I have a couple of friends from the East Coast who've been listening and said, and I'll have a few other people out here I know for sure will be calling them in. And I'll just start calling people as well, just to harass motherfuckers. But if you have the guys in here, that would be great. You keep talking. So, yeah.
Oh, come on. What happened? What did I do? Oh, man. the hell?
Let me see. Let me see. I don't want to post it. Yet. 1, 2. Hello. You're not gonna say anything. Okay. Fair enough. I understand. I'm not gonna kick anybody out, but still. There we go. Got the chat running. I don't know what that was about.
I need to get a chat running.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to get a chat.
Let me see. Okay, so now I was tweaking, messing with stuff. Apologize, you guys. I got off subject for a little bit. I know the broadcast has oral sex again and everything, but you know, I'm madly interested in it because I like it so fucking much. I don't necessarily like receive. I like receiving it, but I definitely like giving it more. So, but we do not have to stick on oral sex because, you know, like I said, I've had a plethora of, not a plethora, I at least have at least a consistent amount of at least 4 or 5 women calling each night. So,
right.
I will get off of, you know, something I don't want to talk about and jump around a little bit, such as, you know, I know size does matter. We got that clear. But, you know, there's other qualities matter. We're not just going to get away from the whole world sex thing because fuck that. I think we could have gotten a better reaction. But I do want to know if, you know, of course, size does matter. We've gotten that out the way, but does anything else matter? Like, does the size of her, does that matter?
The size of her stuff? I mean,
yeah, the size of her twat. Just like it. You like that?
What's that fat comedian? He calls it a monkey. He got a big fat monkey.
Oh, yeah. That's a good word for it, too. That's a good word for it too, Mikey. But Punani hasn't been used in a while. I kind of missed that one. But anyway, yeah, the size of that, does it matter to you? Because
it matter.
You know, I mean, it's
I don't
hard
know, man.
For it. It's pretty much hard for it to like be too big or some shit like that. So I mean, like there are different sizes.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. And I've had my share of different sizes.
So does that matter? Like,
me
can
personally,
it be
I don't know, man.
That,
to me, it's I gotta be honest. It didn't really matter about the size, man. I mean, when it came to, you know, a thicker girl or a petite girl or, you know, tall, skinny, whatever. I always noticed one thing is definite for sure, man. It's got to be bald eagle. Got to be, regardless. You can't. I mean, I don't know. You know, when we were younger back in the, like when I was in high school and crap like that. I mean, yeah, you know, that whole thing wasn't in yet until, like, the 2000s. You know, people didn't start waxing and shaving. But I got to say, man, yeah, it was way more convenient. It was way more convenient than not have to dig through the bushes and shit, you know, to get to your goal. But,
that's
one of the biggest
things.
It's easier to
lick the clip than the ball. That's the only reason why I like it. The size of y'all kitty cat, the size of the monkey. We already got it down that the size of our penis matters to you guys. Like, you're not going to commit to a guy whose dick can't reach, right?
the inside or the outside?
The inside.
Oh,
okay. Can't reach the inside. Well, I mean, that's the size we're talking about, but as far as the whole bald eagle thing, I'm not, I like it shaved, but only I like it shaved because I like to have a clip in my mouth. And it's just easier when I don't have to worry about choking on hair or getting hella hair up my nose and shit like that.
Right, right.
And the size. size.
See, the girls don't understand. The girls don't understand because, you know, there's no hair on the dick. Like, it's different unless, you know, the dude's got hair on his balls and she's a ball licker, then that's understandable. But other than that, they don't really understand if they never get down like that, see? So, yeah,
right.
It's really inconvenient. It sucks, actually. It's nice and warm, but you got that fur coat covering your face.
Yeah, that's never fine. So when I say tools, not just the and of course women, I'm not just speaking on the size of like everybody agrees is that, because there's like several people in here, I don't know how many people are gonna speak up, but nobody's gonna deal with a guy with a little dick. That's solid, right?
Hello? I'm sorry, say again, you cut out.
Oh, damn it, I hate it when I do that, because
I
talk fast.
I heard him.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, you're the only one that's going to answer. So, but, like, when I say, do tools make a difference? I don't mean just the size. I mean, like stubby fingers. You don't want some nigga with stubby-ass fingers. I don't know. I'm not a woman. Fingering you or playing with your clit. Like you lick down his hands with, like, a fucking club or something. Or a long ass tongue. Actually, no, I like that. I don't know why. It's no advantage for me, but
you know, I don't know, man. Like, you know, I'm a big person on going down. Like I told you last night on the show. I realized like a lot of girls are different, man. Like even in sex, like, you know, I'm once with a girl that can like come in any position in like just minutes, and then another one that only could come on top. You can put her in any position you wanted all day, porn style, man, but she would not come unless she was just on top. And
I've heard that, but I've
that
never.
Too.
I've heard that, but never. It's. I mean, I've women have said that, but it's never. I take that as a challenge, basically. So fuck that.
you know, but it's tough, man. I even dated a girl who just never came before, but she was big and she admitted to big on masturbation, and I noticed a pattern, like with women, is that I think the more they masturbate and the more they get too involved with themselves sometimes, the more they're so used to that, that other things don't do it no more. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, well,
like,
yeah.
They're so stuck on what they're doing the way they like it.
That's true, like playing with the vibrator too much. That's actually kind of true.
Because you get so spoiled on that when you get a regular dick that doesn't vibrate like that, then it's just kind of like, oh, shit, you know, like. And I realized that. And she said, yeah, she'd never came before. So we had to use something extra to get it to happen. But still, even then, like, I had to go real slow because I was interrupting her session. And it was just like, wow, really? And like you said, that's not going to last. I left.
Yeah, so.
You know, that was done. That relationship was done. So, with the whole, you know, vagina, I think it's like, I've known some that, like getting their clit just sucked on and just stay on it, like stay on it. And some of them, they don't want you to stay on it. Some of them just want you to lick it, just lick it, lick it around. You know, some need the finger, and some I've tried to use the finger with, and some say get your finger out.
Yeah,
like it's all different.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
like a million different combinations and shit, and every woman has that one. And that, you know,
right.
I'm not gonna say makes
right.
them hard. Whatever, but pass them under our control.
Yeah, I think it's just personal preference, bro. I mean, you know, a lot of girls you see in porn or something like to lick and do things to the tip. My tip has no sensitivity, man. It's all about the base. You got to go all the way down on it. Like, that's me. That's me, bro. I don't have no sensitivity to the tip. I'm all about the base and the work.
Fuck
the
I get the cringing and lips get the shaking and shit. I just fuck that. The tip of my shit is horrible. I pray she don't find that spot because it's over. She wins. I'm tapping out and everything. Fuck that. that's it. But it's like I have 7 callers and 2 people in the chat room. Nobody is saying anything to me. Other than nobody's talking.
We got callers on the line, or what?
Yeah, 7, 2, 3, 7.
A couple of them might be my friends, because I got a text right now from a friend of mine. I'm not going to say no names, but she said, fat monkey.
Yeah, buddy, that's a fat monkey. I'll be able to. I like it when I could lick a Clinton's down my nose. Down my nose between her lips and lick.
Oh, most well, definitely, man. Yeah, the more you know, right there, the better. You know, it's nice. It's nice. Definitely having something there. It's definitely good for the hit too. Like when you're going at it and stuff, because you don't feel that bone right there. Like. So, you know, that pelvic bone, whatever, you know, and your, you know, petite girl's got that shit. But, you know, a thicker girl, it's nice, man. So it's good to have a big monkey in there.
Yeah, that's in the family. Every night I do this, there's always a term that, and I keep forgetting to write them down.
Chunk of monk.
This time she's going to have a chunky monkey. Every
chunky
night
monk.
I just start writing that shit down, like, for real, because it's been a consistent pattern. And haven't been keeping up. But to the, I don't know if anybody could be listening at my website. I appreciate it if you are. But you can call in if you want, 213-816-0304. And, you know, if anybody else wants to speak, I should keep people's names now. Because I have a few people who called before. You know, I'm just not saying anything. That's okay. Nobody else is going to speak up, though, really. Hello? No women in here? Anybody? Wow.
Damn. It's all guys, really? No?
Yeah, it's just
we don't even know your name. We don't know what you look like or nothing. Just say something. Just say something. Pitch it in.
That's okay, but let me see. Also, for anybody in the vicinity who is listening, I'm going to remind you again about that. Barbecue tomorrow noon, Oakland, all that good stuff. So, but, okay. More sex isn't exactly grabbing everybody's attention. Like the other crazy.
Let me ask you something, man. Another guy, a guy thing, because, you know, I don't know, this is one thing I've never gotten, but how about finger in the ass, man? Like, has a girl ever asked you to put your finger in her ass?
She never had to ask me, but I've done it. Like, you can just always, there's ways to ease to it when you're down on them, see if they do want it, if they don't want it. Like, it's always a way to tell. It's got to be slow and smooth and correct with it. But, and
not
going to
lie,
like
I don't
it.
Do it because I don't like the smell of shit on my finger.
I'm not going to smell my finger when I'm done, so fuck
it. I'm just saying, like, I just imagine that's there, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not done and I run to the bathroom and I'm like, you know, like, oh, someone had a salad today or, you know, a ham sandwich. No, it's like, I don't know, I don't want to.
That,
I fucking don't want to do that, man.
That, if for whatever, I will never have sex with a woman in the ass. I don't like, fuck that. My dick is only going in the pussy. That's
yes,
the only place I want it.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
But
there's a vagina right there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
but when I'm going down on her, and I'm in that advantageous spot to really just fuck her up and just take complete control of her ass, and it just so happens that another one of my advantages can be that she likes my finger in her ass. That's a hell of a spot she's letting me fuck with while I'm messing with her, while I'm sucking on her clitoris, doing whatever I'm doing. That's a hell of a extra advantage she's giving me. She likes that shit. I never fucked in her ass, and it wasn't like that at first. It's just that when you think about it, it's like, okay, you want to take that too? Okay. So.
You know, I've never had someone tell me they wanted to, like, or you know, because I've heard of guys saying, oh, you know, I had this one girl, she wanted in the ass, she wanted. I was like, but you know, it's funny. I have a girl I think I've ever been with. I've asked about it, have you done it? And a couple have said, yeah, but only because that was very sensitive to them and they were really close to that person or something, to where it's like they didn't feel like they felt like they had to be close because they didn't want to feel raped, basically. Like, and all my guy friends are like, oh, yeah, it's the best, man. It's so tight, this and this and that. And I find, you know, I've found a couple of girls that I've been with very tight naturally in the vagina, and, like, it's really, it's hard to get in there, and it's great and stuff, but I don't feel like I need that. Like, you know, this whole loose thing, I guess, you know, the only reason I think guys say girls are loose is because they got a small dick, and I have no problem with that. I've never had a loose girl. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, man.
Either.
So it's just, like... You want to do something funny? if you're ever around your guy friends, and I used to do this in construction, you can always tell guys that fuck girls in the ass because you'd say this. I don't get guys that want to fuck girls in the ass. You know what? That's halfway gay. And let me explain myself, but always say this. Girls have tits and guys have chest, Guys have a dick and girls have a vagina. But girls have an asshole and so does a guy. So if you can fuck a girl in the ass, you can fuck a guy in the ass. That's halfway gay. And you will hear anyone that's ever done it go, no, it's not. They'll always come out. You'll see them right away. First thing they'll say, no, it's not. And I always thought, you.
He's like, let's get this shit straight right now. That's not gay. I did it. That's exactly.
And one day I was outsmarted. One day someone finally said something that put me in. They're like, well, you know what else is halfway gay? A girl can suck your dick, so can a guy. I was like, shit, that's true. Guys can suck a dick. It's true. But I'm not faking it.
What?
Yeah, but it was true. It was true, because there's gay people that, are bisexuals. And, if you can get your dick sucked by a girl, you can get your dick sucked by a guy. I knew a friend of mine's brother-in-law who accidentally,
accidentally got his dick sucked.
he went to a party and he was really drunk, I guess, and he went into a room to go sleep, and some dude was in there too sleeping, and I guess he was gay, this guy's friend. I guess he got his dick sucked or whatnot, and since the day of, the guy's been gay ever since. Like, he just said it was the best head I ever got. And he goes, that's when I knew I didn't need women no more. I was like, wow, really? You must not get head from a lot of women, because there's different ones out there. I wouldn't just give up because fuck.
Yeah, for real.
Oh my gosh, man. But I don't know, man. Whatever.
Like I said, I'm not one for just dying to receive oral sex. I mean, it's wonderful. It's not a necessity or whatever. But when it's good, when it's really just fucking, this kind of good. It's just like the best fucking, I can't explain. And then I brought that up because somebody, I was going to ask about being addicted to oral sex. I was going to say no. Like, can you get addicted? If you're going to suck your dick really good, would you have to get it like every day?
If the what now?
If she sucked your dick really just the best ever. Like, you would be mad if you didn't get it for like a week or weeks at a time, right?
Oh, yeah. If she was spectacular and shit, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Okay, so I was saying I would never get addicted, but if it's good, like if it's really, really good, even for somebody like me who doesn't necessariently, need it or fiend for it that much.
No, absolutely. You want to take advantage of it because, just because it's good doesn't mean your relationship's going to last, but it definitely helps. Absolutely.
And I'm a killer for indulgences. I haven't gotten addicted to cigarettes and stuff like that. I might drink a little too much. Not like stupid drunk, but
I have a couple beers every night here and there,
So, indulgences for me they can be a problem sometimes. And so something like that I'm just not necessarily common with, for it to become a necessity. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That would fuck up my whole world. I don't want to get addicted to getting my dick sucked. That was crazy.
Oh, I get you now. Okay, I get you. I see what you're saying. You want to bring yourself a happy medium.
There you go. Yes.
Okay, exactly. So kind of like you ever seen that movie? What's it called? It's the one with the it's the series of with Antonio Banderas and Johnny Depp. Once upon a time in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Remember he would go to every single Mexican restaurant, and he would try the chicken adobada or something like that, and he had tried everywhere, and then he finally said, he goes, this is the best I've ever had. He goes, when I'm done with this meal, I'm going to go in there and shoot the chef because I have to keep a happy medium in the world. He says he's got to maintain the meaning. So he goes in there and shoots the fucking chef, so the best is never made again, so that it's all the same. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, that's killer. If I met a girl, you know, like, I mean, like I said, from past experiences, I've had some that don't even go farther than kissing the tip to, like, porn star, you know, like, no gag reflex. And, yeah, if you got that porn star, no gag reflex thing going, and, you know, it's just all out, and then absolutely, you would, you'd want to take advantage of it, but then you, after you were done or say it didn't work out, it's like, damn, like, the next person better be like, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right. I was typing something, but no, you're absolutely right. Because then, because then if the next person doesn't have it that well, I mean, that's some bullshit. Because that's a reason to go back to the other person. That's a reason to cheat. That's a reason to like, oh my god.
Yeah, it can be tough, man. It can be definitely tough. You know, that's another subject I was thinking
of. I'm not even gonna lie. Like when I was younger, I have probably gone back to certain situations or done shit I shouldn't have because the pussy was good. Oh my god, I'm such a dog.
No, I've gone back to situations when I was single and stuff. I'm not gonna lie, I've never cheated. I have a really guilty conscience, so
mm-hmm.
I have this whole karma. I have a big thing on karma, and so I never really cheated. And I like, what do you call it? I went to a point at some time where I was like starting to flirt. And mm-hmm. I don't know. See, to me, that's even bad. Like, when I say, because I said I never really cheated, like, to me, even, like, a certain case of flirting, to me, can feel like cheating to me. Like, because I'm a good talker. I like to talk, mm-hmm. and then I realize I'm too far into something or a subject that I don't know if I feel comfortable if my girl was talking to someone like that. You know what I mean? So, as far as that goes, that's as far as I've gone. That's as far as I've gone. So, maybe I'm too guilty of myself, but that's a whole other subject, you know?
Yeah, but the thing about flirting, like I might have tried to have that mentality when I was younger, and then this is before the I don't give a fuck phase I went through. But as far as flirting, if I'm in a relationship now, and it does so happen like flirtatious conversations or some shit like that did happen, my ideal type of relationship would be where I would. These flirtatious comments or whatever I'm sharing with would actually, you know, probably eventually be told to the woman I'm with or whatever. And so, yeah. But, damn it, I gotta stop reading this shit. I'm sorry.
No worries, man. No, I was gonna tell you, like you said with the whole, what's it called? Going back to the happy medium, like how you would, you know, veer back to certain people because of, you know, but I would only do that when I was single. I'd go back and talk to people. And I think we knew we had mutual agreements in our heads, like to where we knew we weren't going to work, but it was just like in the meantime, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not even fuck buddies. It wasn't an agreement. It was just like, you know, hey, you know, it's one in a moment and, you know, just here you are and so be it. But that's the only time that would happen. But when you do that so often, you know, for a second there, I thought I'd lost conscious of myself because when I met my fiance, you know, I just like at first, you know, I was so used to dating so much and doing so much, like, and doing whatever I wanted. I wasn't like in a habit where I was like, oh, I don't think this. She kept getting me, man. She kept like, you know, she's an all around person and stuff. And, you know, whether it be physically, sexually or whatever, mentally and, just got me, and for a while there, I fought it. You know, I told her, I fought it at first. I was like, I didn't want to believe that this was it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, because I hadn't, you know, I ran around rampant for 8 years not finding nothing, and so I finally found her, and now I'm content, and, you know, I think a lot of guys, you know, this whole cheating thing, like I said, that's another topic that I plan on getting on in my show, but
mm-hmm.
I think if a lot of people, guy or girl, would stop and think about what they had, mm-hmm. and, you know, or pictured their life, you know, single again, you know, living on their own, going out and having fun, but then coming back to an empty kitchen at the end of the night. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I think they'd realize, oh, shit, you know, I know what I got. This person takes care of me. They're this and that. You know, they love me. You know, a lot of people would save their relationships, but they're not thinking. You know what I mean? And so, and therefore, well, is what it is.
You're right.
You lose, and then you're looking back thinking, oh, fuck, man, I'll never get her back or something, you know. And like I said, I have a whole thing to talk about. I would love to have you on the show for your opinion because I have this thing about home wrecking and cheating. And that's just, like I said, that's a whole other subject, but we'll go later on that. You can hear my opinion on it on my first show, the one that I have going up right now.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of rough, so.
I bet. But, yeah, that, I don't, as far as, I've never found something good enough to make me sacrifice and destroy a relationship, but the fact is, temptation can be a motherfucker. Not saying me, not saying you, and not saying whatever, and the effect of a person's, well, I mean, like, first of all, when you get to a certain age, when you've been through enough things in life, certain physical activities feel different with certain people. And, you know, at some point, you know, you have to admit it to your emotions. It's due to the connection you have with this person. And that is why, you know, after a while, let's say a couple of people have been having sex on and off for the past 10 years. They've been in and out of relationships, with other people, but they have been consistently physical with one another. Now, for the past 10 years, you know, they've shrugged it off, led their lives, figuring it's just lust. By the time they're in their 30s, been through this and that with other people, due to their untraditional relationship over these years, they're finally coming to realize, you know, maybe this physical connection is due to the fact that I am tied to this person more than I wanted to admit to all these years. You know, like, I'm not condoning, first of all, I'm not even speaking about cheating. I'm just talking about, you know, basically, both these people could have been single each time they hooked up, or they could have tried several times or whatever. But the fact is, this hasn't been a consistent or responsible or traditional relationship among them this time, through this whole time. So, but due to the way that they have had their sexual relationship this whole time, it's come to, you know, the epiphany of their emotions.
Yeah, they come to realization. Like, basically,
this is basically like giving a lot of credit to sex, a lot of credit to a physical relationship. If then the end, after all that, they finally, because at this point, if they do hook up, they've been through this, they've been through that with other people, they've lived their lives, and, you know, at their point, the physical relationship is fine. They've been doing that shit, getting that shit right over the past decade.
Yeah, let's get to know each other now.
Right. So, and it's just like, that's giving sex. Hold on. Oh. A lot of credit.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a big problem. I mean, when you... Man, you got the call. Okay, probably got the call, right?
Someone's phone's messing up.
Yeah, hold on. Let's fix that.
Is that me?
No, hold on. Everybody in the room, hold on one second. Okay. But finding that one to tie you down, not tie you down, finding the one to tie you down. finding the one that you're supposed to be with can come about several different ways. And as much as people want to shy away from admitting it, when a sexual lifestyle between two people can have a huge impact on a lifelong and happy relationship.
Right.
So, but now I have 8 people in the room. I don't know how many people in the chat room. Oh, wow, I have 4 chatters.
I thought when there was people in your room, it showed up on the chat as well, so it doesn't do that?
Callers?
See, because I don't think I get chat on mine because it's the free one, but
I thought
people on chat, that's how many callers you had.
Well, right, now I have 4 chat and 5 callers. 4 okay. Counting me, I guess. Not counting me.
So 4 callers, 4 chat.
I guess so.
Huh.
Wait, is it 3
chat? Yeah, man, the cheating thing, that whole thing that you said about, you know, that whole, all those years of doing something like that, and, you know, I found myself in a sense on an opposite position, but still similar, where I was, you know, I was doing, like I said, I was doing my thing whenever I wanted. I didn't get any commitments, and if I did, they didn't last longer than 3 months, which I don't consider a girlfriend, so... even though we would say we were at first and it didn't work out, then I didn't consider them that serious anyway. So, but, you know, and like I said, I'm honest with my fiance. I mean, as honest as I put it out here in the way I'm talking now, she could be in front of me sitting there and she could hear all that and I don't care because that's just how we are. I figured out that, and like you said, you know, you've been through so much crap and so many relationships that, you know, I think me and her both decided when we went on our date, and we were just going to let it all out. Just no more impressions, no more trying to, you know, sell ourselves. It was just like, I'm going to let out my demons, and that person can accept it, cool. And that's what happened. So, and we were willing to accept those demons. And, you know, and I told her straight up one time, I said, you know, I've been through so much, and, you know, with my relationships or this and that, like, you know, I realize, like, you know, how you are and whatnot and that. I'm a person that firmly believes that women are crazy, and they get to a point where they're just, there's one big thing that they won't do. You know, I know it's the biggest thing that women do nowadays, Miss Independent, is pride. Too much pride in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
More than guys even, and nowadays because of that whole thing, you know. And it's like, I got to tell women and men, but women mostly, like my friends, most of them are girls, you can't have pride in a relationship, man. Like, you know, you're an independent woman. You do your thing. You pay your bills. You got 1 or 2 jobs. That's great. You raise your own kid. Cool. But your pride has no house in this relationship. You know what I mean? Because you got too much pride, it's overbearing, and you can't have that. Your pride has nothing to do with your relationship. You know, in the end, you know these women complain about how they want a man. Man in shining armor, or they want an Edward, or was it Jacob, and stuff like that. But then, you know, they want this guy to be chivalrous, but damn if they, you know, they ask them to make him a fucking sandwich. You know, like, go make it yourself. Like, there you go. There's your pride. You know, you wonder why chivalry is dead. It's because women killed it, you know? And it's that way, man. It's, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine today. And, you know, my woman, you know, she cooks, man. She cooks. I cook too, and I get down. We both clean. I'm an ironing bastard. I like my clothes really crisp and stuff, so I iron, you know. And, you know, she loves that about me. She loves that I'm just self-sufficient, man. But still, it's a thing where in the end, you know, she has no problem. You know, if I tell her, oh, I'm hungry, you know, she's like, oh, do you want me to make you a sandwich, or do you want me to make you some... this or that, I can cook up this, and it's just like, she's a woman, you know what I mean? But if she says, oh, man, you know, I need to take out the trash, it's not, oh, I got it, and I'll, you know, I'll grab the trash, I'll just jump out, and I'll do it. I'll stop what I'm doing and do it. I'll be a man, you know what I mean? I'll do my part, and she can do hers. In this day of age, we could still be independent and proud of what we want to do, but we still need to recognize that I have a dick and you have a vagina. All right, there's certain things that you need to be doing, and there's certain things I need to be doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's too much for some people. It's just like, no way. Or, equal rights, bullshit. How many times have you heard a girl talking about, we need to be treated the same, but when they need their tire changed or they need some sort of cabinet hung or their plumbing fixed, I'm a girl. I don't do that.
So if you're
a girl and you don't do that, but you want equal rights, well, get the fuck out of here with that. That doesn't make any sense. Hello?
All right. Sorry about that. I had to try and get a few people back in here. But, yeah, you make a very, very good point. What was I talking about before, though? Who was that?
No, I was just talking about pride and people and stuff.
Who else is in the room that wants to speak up? Anybody? Anybody know? Okay, fine. Stay quiet then.
Kind of hard to top my shadow, huh?
I didn't mean to offend nobody, I don't mean to apologize, I don't think you offended anybody, I don't think that was the case at all, hey you guys are two fucking idiots, I don't know, oh wow, okay we got somebody, I recognize that voice
what's up motherfuckers.
we got a Raider fan in the house, who the fuck are you
what are you guys doing fucking jacking each other off.
Milky Caramel. So, yeah, I wanted to...
Yeah, you guys are fucking gay. One of you has a gay ass.
Oh, wait, I
got to
mute you because some of you... Okay,
fucking homo.
Oh, no, I muted the wrong one. No.
My voice, but he's as straight as I am, man. He's as straight up as I am, but he's a...
Oh, wait, I have a...
Hey, it's a good boy of mine, but, yeah, I knew I was going to tell him. You know, if he don't watch it, he's just going to get kicked off. Remember, this ain't my show, man. This is my buddy's show, so y'all need to show respect.
Already made it. Yeah.
I know who that was. So yeah. He's a good close friend of mine. But when he speaks, he speaks even harder than I do. I think sometimes.
I'm single. Milky. No, somebody asked me a question in the chat room, and it took me a while to read it because I was worried about trying to see who that was at the same time. But no, I'm very, very much single. And I would love for somebody to enjoy my lectures. Or I would like somebody to interact with more so I can have even more input. That's why I do these shows. And I'm glad about the amount of feedback that I have been having from women who have been calling because I'm trying to learn even more. As far as sex goes, I think I'm a pretty decent aspect. I mean, a pretty decent performer. I haven't had any complaints other than I could probably, you know, get tired a little sooner or something. My stamina is a beast, but I would always like to learn more. I'm interested in finding the hitch, the secret. I know it's a secret to y'all, and I ain't learned yet. I'm good, but it's always a way to get better. Fuck that. So, yeah, that was all me asking. Somebody asked about things. So, but yeah.
Oh, we got the chat going?
Yeah, it was just a chat. There was a, whatchamacallit? Just one chat question. So, I think you're right. I'm going to double check one more thing, but I think no, that can't be right, because if you listen from my website, I don't think it'll show up in the chat room. But I could have several listeners, and I don't know. But if I only just have three people, and these three people don't want to talk, like you don't have anything to be shy about.
What's up? What are the little sleepy people next to our names?
Sleepy people. We're not chatting.
Down on the chat.
We're not chatting. That's all it is.
Oh, Oh, I see, I see. Okay, so I'm not chat. All right, I get it. I thought I picked up her voice.
So if I chat, it's gonna my sleepy face went away. Because I chatted. But I was going to try to call because I've never really played with the system that much because I usually end up doing the show at the last minute and typing at the same time. What was I just saying? I fucking forgot that quick.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was talking about very...
I was talking about how I'm asleep on the chat.
Oh, yeah. When I got the question. Oh, about how many people are not talking. Now, I haven't ever played with it because usually I do the show at the last minute. And I forget to mess with the system before. And then right after the show, fuck around and do something else and fall asleep. So I never get to mess with it. So if I only have 3 callers, we're going to have a problem. Because I'm really about to start calling people. Oh, no, that's not right. Because people listen from the chat room. I mean, people that aren't logged in as guests and people listening from the website will not show up. So it's possible I have more than 3 callers. So just a possibility.
That's true, we'll because my friend, just, like I said, texted me, and this other friend I just called in, he's not on there either. I know exactly, like I said, I know who he is. I'm keeping names out. But who's this Milky Caramel? She's got something to say. I mean, she should just speak up. Shit.
Oh, okay, she's not going to chat. She's going to chat. She's not going to call
me. Well, then chat with us. You know, type something or, you know,
a
question for my boy's show.
Yeah, since we are so limited here, go ahead and, I mean, I have plenty of stuff to get at you guys with, like always, but since I am so limited as far as the members in here, go ahead and ask me. Waiting for you guys to say to intrigue me. Okay, fair enough. I'm not even mad at that. Okay. She's absolutely right, too. She didn't even be asking her to come in. She should be dying for it.
Intrigue you, huh? So, you know, I know you want to get your brain picked tonight, man, and these girls aren't, you know, showing up. But, you know, like I told you, I wanted to bring up a subject on my show I'm going to do on Sunday, I think. Maybe we can bring up the subject now, too, on yours, man. See what your fans say and stuff. And then
my show is about sex. We do not want to talk about faithful relationships and the type of sex we be talking about. That's too clouded.
No, well, you know, like I said, my subject, I think, was going to be on cheating and home wrecking.
Right.
And the differences and stuff. So if not, then I won't, then we won't get into it. But.
Well, no, I wouldn't mind it, but yeah, that combating with, like, we can talk about it would be more of a sex and, it would be more on your show as far as, I don't want people to feel restricted as far as conversing about any sexual powerlessness.
Oh, that's true, yeah, because that's your title. Okay, you're right.
Yeah, so I don't, you know, people can think about, I mean, let's be honest, somebody can think about, have their other half in the room, but a particular subject we're talking about, there was probably done
they're prone not to,
that
yeah, they're not, they're going to say everything.
You know, it's possible, and I don't want people to feel restricted. I mean, it is what it is. You want to talk about faithfulness, then they can actually come to your show. But the entire point of this one is to try and learn more about the opposite sex. And
I'll look at Milky over here. I'm not dying in participation.
Yes, he is very right. I like Milky already, but let me see. Okay, Milky, I don't know if you are or are not a previous listener, but I'm going to tell you how I feel about a subject that was brought up before that. If my regular callers were in here, they would just beg me not to bring up again. But
oh, look, at you.
you know, I'm going to be romancing the dame. I want the strip show to take you in the way to her like you do. Not all men feel like that. I am a hopeless romantic. As far as anybody thinking that they want, that's all we want. Like, I mean, that's not all we want. To see our woman, okay, I'm going to say for me. For me to see my woman just decide to do the sexy strip show or whatever, that's intriguing to me. But it's like romance. I can tie it to me like liking to give oral sex. I can tie romance to me liking to eat pussy. Because when you romance the woman right, when you treat her correctly, and you take the time to actually do something to blow her mind, candles, location.
You said blow.
Candles, location, just something planned, something nice. Hell, something simple out in Sierras, under the stars, away from the traffic lights. Just something simple like that. When that time and energy is put into your significant other, it gives you a certain sense of not just gratification. And I hate to say it like this, but it also gives us a sense of, it's not why we do it. I keep cutting off my answer, but it also gives us a sense of power, not dominance, but power and control, because, you know, it's effort and we know we're doing it, doing something good for our woman. But, you know, when you guys are happy, when us as a man, when you guys are happy, it's like a cakewalk. Because, I mean, fuck, 70-80% of the time, we're probably dodging or defending ourselves. Or, I mean, we're not the smartest of individuals, so we're probably apologizing for something. Like, I mean, let's keep it real. So when we can do something to make you guys happy and it shows, it's like, you know, it's like not a vacation. It's like, yes, it's something that we wanted to do anyway. We're pleasing our woman, you know, that's just a wonderful sense of gratification. And, you know, we don't have to look over our shoulders for the moment. Now, I say I can tie that to oral sex because that power and that control can also, for me, it goes with giving a woman oral sex. That's why I like doing it so much, because having the power of a woman, just having a woman's orgasm in the palm of my hand, that is just fucking awesome to me. That is the best sense of control I have over her, just the ability to play with every bit of her. And then when you learn to do it right, and you learn her body right, and you know, basically runnish it. I mean, you know, we have you in the palm of our hand. I can't think of any other better expression. So as far as men decide, not all men like me, like I just explained, and very thorough. Huh? When she doesn't before all, there's a million and one ways.
Do you hear that?
When she doesn't prefer oral, that's like a that's okay. I'm not stuttering because that's a hard question. I was trying to let you understand that oral isn't like just, you know, the number one on our list. It's one of the biggest advantages. Hold on one second, you guys. I'm trying to let the other caller in. So sorry. Hold on. So what if a woman doesn't prefer oral? No, I'm not distracted. these questions are starting to get a little bit more in tune. But nobody desires a strip show. We like a strip show, but nobody's feening for a strip show. I'm feening to please my woman. Fuck that. Or to get pleased. You know what I mean? Pleasing you pleases me. Pleasing you guys pleases us. You guys underestimate us too much. Nobody just wants to see you in your thong. I mean, not everybody just wants to see you in your thong bouncing around and shit. Some of us get turned on just to seeing us. That big ass smile we gave you. Give us some more credit sometimes. Like, oh, she happy? I mean, of course you're thinking, you know, you got that big ass Kool-Aid grin. Ooh, she happy? I'm getting some pussy tonight. I mean, come on, we're men. Sorry. It's how we think. But, you know, just the still fact that we put that big ass smile on your face, it's wonderful. It's fucking wonderful. Anything else, Milky? Well, I guess you're just gonna. I don't have to. Wait, what is that? No. Okay, but you. There's another person in this room. Or you can answer Milky's question. I have to see if this.
Me?
These are the people that come into the room. Yep, you. So.
I'll give you credit, but women know how to seduce her man without touching him. That's because we're dogs. It's because we're fucking easy to seduce. It's just the women that are the enigmas. Those are the ones that, you know, men and women, I don't know. You know, and someone said that once, I think, a comedian was talking about how, you know, women want it as much as we do. They just don't act it because they know they get it all. They can get it any time they want. And it's true. Women. You know, guys are guys. You know, if women acted like guys, this planet would be crazy. I mean, so it's kind of good that they hold the standard for holding back. But in the end, yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure that who doesn't want sex? Who doesn't want to feel good? I mean, shit. But someone's got to hold the standard. And if it's not the guy, it's definitely got to be them because they're the gateway. And hello, we're just trying to drive through. But, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't, you know, I mean, what she says when seduce her man, I mean, it's just, it's the two sexualities are different. And unless, like, because there's this different type of women. This is why I whenever I speak about things, I'm kind of like the Swiss. I try to keep it in the middle. And so I don't like to side the one thing all the time. But, you know, girls, you know, thick or petite in the end, you know, they can do a dance or, you know, wear a swimsuit or something like that. And in the end, you know, even whether you look mediocre or not, if you're walking by in a swimsuit, the guy's going to look. That's just because we're guys. You know what I mean? And, but a woman, you know, she sees a guy walking by, they don't really give a shit. They don't, I mean, you know, unless he's physically like, you know, super fit or something, like he's definitely got, you know, in shape and stuff, then that's when women really like take a look.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So it's a little different when it comes to men and women. It's not the whole seduction thing isn't all there and stuff. And you know, in the end women do have a standard to hold. They have a definite standard to hold more than men do, because men in the end are men, you know, versus women, where they have to be, you know, a certain way, or they're considered, you know, whores or sluts or something to even guys or other chicks. So they you know, that, you know, like that whole thing, you know, when the guy fucks a lot of girls, he's a pimp, but if a girl fucks a lot of dudes, she's a hoe. You know, but what makes it different? That's not true. You know, and I think one of the biggest people that support that whole situation back in the day was that Foxy Brown, you know? She was doing dudes left and right. And she was pimping them.
And as far as with her question, back when she asked, the statement, seduce her man without touching him. Okay. You can, but why would you think we would be better than that? We're supposed to be better than that. Being able to seduce you without touching you. You guys just naturally have that fucking advantage because you're a woman. You can walk across the room in a damn t-shirt, and that is seducing us. You didn't do shit but walk across the fucking room. But as far as being able to seduce, that's well within our ability, too. Well within our ability, I think. Everybody's, you're the only one chatting. Nobody wants to talk. Anybody else in the room want to talk? Elias, I got you. I see you. I'm just saying, like anybody else. 762. About to, probably Friday night, I should probably have done it just a little bit later. Club doesn't let out till 1 o'clock. 11:42 on a Friday night is not a great idea. I should have done this a little later.
Told you.
Yeah. So I know for next.
Wait. What's this? Men just need to drop some creativity in the sex game. You know, wow. I don't know. Maybe she's. You know, I gotta say this, and I think I speak, you know, for both of us when I say this. But from the sounds of like you and me and what we've been saying so far, I think we definitely have creativity. I think she's just been messing with boys. Personally, I'd like to know how old this person is. I'd like to hear her voice. I'd like to hear what she has to say and her experiences because, you know, you could sit there and say, oh, well, I'm 31, but you're probably 13. I don't know, you know, because it's just like creativity. Like, you know, she wants to type it out, but I'm not going to lie. I ain't fucking, you know, Lex Steele or nothing like that, but, you know, I put it down and shit. I don't know what she's talking about. I mean, you know, you just apparently you've been messing with boys, so...
Okay.
You're the right guy. You know, like I said, when that whole thing I told you about pride, you and me got no pride, and you do what you got to do, you know.
Yeah, Milky, how old are you? Well, you don't have to ask us to tell us how old you are. But, yeah, creativity comes with experience. You know, it takes us as men as a long time to realize that the same shit is not making you feel, you know, all that bomb shit. It probably takes us to get cheated on a couple of times, to be honest, to figure out, like, oh, maybe that other cat was doing something better than I'm doing. But no, not just that, though. It creativity is... Okay, so for me, creativity would mean... I mean, your body, it's like a roadmap. At some point, you learn to pay attention to whatever you guys do. Then if you're having sex with the same person over a long amount of time, you start to figure out what you want, what you like, what you don't like.
Right.
Creativity is going to happen. Not the first couple of nights when you're just now... No, I take that back.
You're yawning, man. I don't like the sounds of that.
Yeah, I was stretching, though. Yeah, I wasn't yawning because I was tired, dude. I was stretching.
Oh, okay.
Not tired, yeah.
Now, you know, she would say, you know, like, I think, you know, like I also told you last night, communication is a big thing, man. Like, you know, I think a big part of, like, everything in the end is communication. It's not a matter of just waiting to see what certain guy has, what tricks up his sleeves. Like, that's great and all, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with teaching an old dog new tricks. I mean, if this is what you like or whatnot, you know, because, like I said, I've had situations where I go in and do things and they're like, no, I don't like it like that. And I'm just like, well, it's worked before. But see, not everyone's the same. Like, take for instance my girl, man. One evening, like I told you, I was just washing dishes, taking trash, doing this, doing that, laundry. Next thing I know, she's like, get in the room. And I'm like, what? It's all me. It was all me. I didn't have to do nothing. And she started and finished. And I was like, hell yeah. She goes, it's so hot that you do shit like that. I'm like, okay, let's do it. Like, I'm going to clean more and shit. You know? So... I don't know. And then, you know, so to her, that was her sexy dance or strip, you know, me running around doing errands and shit. But versus other girls where, you know, maybe they just really want a guy in a thong or something, which I ain't pulling. I don't know.
No, they don't please. I don't
know, man. I if my girl told me she wanted to see me in a thong or something like that.
But I'm it'd be better if you Melky, I'm sorry, but you still have us talking to your chat. You can call in, and I'll ask whatever you want. I mean, you can speak up, and I'll answer whatever you want. But you're not getting your proper Wait, what's the word? Oh, wait, shit. Damn it, hold on.
You guys need to call in.
No,
call in and give your opinion.
Hold on, let me try one more time. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. There we go. So, what was we talking about? Oh, yeah, creativity. Yeah, that's like I said, that comes with experience. And, the not oral, that's what I was going. If you don't prefer oral, you don't just dive in face first and shit. So oral isn't like an every time, every whatever thing. So not every woman likes oral, or, you know, you don't want to start doing it too quick and all that good stuff. So as far as turning a woman on outside of oral, I mean, that shouldn't be a method of turning her on. That should be something we're used to, and I can tell she wants to get her clit sucked on real quick, but turning you on, that's giving you a trade secrets and shit. That's like date type of questions. Like, how would you turn me on? No, fuck that. Show me how that turn. How do you like to get turned on? This is depending on the conversations and how we have interacted with each other before my first attempt to turn you on. That depends on my method of turning you on. Hell, I could have been trying to turn you on the whole time we've been dating. So that's such a broad question. How would I turn you on? Yeah, that's too broad of a question. So, yeah, you gotta do better than that. How do I turn on? If she doesn't perform oral while we're having sex, she doesn't want my tongue down there, and then she has a dozen and one other spots, a dozen and one, 13 spots, all over her body. I mean, I can spend my time tracking that down. You have a spot in the back of your knee or fucking the side of your stomach. This oil is not a necessity.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's funny? You just said something that sparked a memory. A person, once I was with, and this is the only time I've ever had it where it actually helped, you know, the orgasm or whatnot, but she liked her outer thighs by her butt, like caressed with the fingertips, and it would help her orgasm. While we were having sex, she goes, "You got it. While you're doing it, like whatever is it, missionary or whatever, dog, you're in." I had to caress like the sides of the hips by the ass on both sides with my fingertips, and it would help her. And I was like, "What? I never heard something like that." And it worked. It worked, and the faster and the more whatever you did is like, well, that was weird. Like, like whatever works, you know. But damn. You had a guest on there. Oh, never mind. How many callers you got, man?
That's just three. The guest left. As far as people listening, my website, there's no way to tell. I know from
that's right.
I know from people messaging and stuff. There's at least like five or six listeners. One really needs to call in.
How do men feel about women squirting?
I love it.
I've only had one.
That's me. No, I mean that's a sign that I made her come. That's a fucking. That's like kicking a fucking soccer. That's like kicking a goal in soccer. That's, you know.
Because it only happens like once or twice.
yes, I did it, and then it's an obvious sign. Like, okay, I did it, so you know I can work on the next one, or I can move on to doing something else. So I love that. That's a plus for me. It's not like you not know less.
Have you had a few squirters?
Yes, I've had a few, and it's wonderful actually.
I've only had one. It was a weird thing for me. I never experienced it, and it wasn't necessarily so much as squirting. It was like it was just a lot of stuff came out, man, and. It sounded, well, it wasn't so much like so much. Like I said, it was coming out. You could definitely feel it, and it came out down the side. She was on top. That was, like I said, this was another one's weakness, was her on top. And it was coming out, and she would go into, like, a spasm, man, when it happened. It was just like,
awesome.
Yeah, just crazy spasm, and just all over the place, and towels under me and stuff, and I was like, wow, that was great. That made me feel so good, because I was like,
yeah, exactly.
Damn, I could get it to that point, like, you know. And of course, all women aren't that way, but it was a great feeling for some reason, like. And I was like, do it again. She goes, no, it's so embarrassing. I was like, hell no, it ain't. I was like, you need to do that. She can do it again and again. I was like, where does it come from? You need Gatorade? You know, do you need to be hydrated? You are losing water in your system. You need to rehydrate.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's exactly
how it is. Oh, fuck. I need to shut up.
No, that's exactly how it is. That's hilarious, dog.
You know, like, damn, like, I don't believe that. Now, you know, I've never seen, like,
but, you know,
pornos where it's, like, squirting straight streams or nothing. But, yeah, she's definitely just coming out, man. I was just like, wow, that's amazing.
Have,
I did that.
You have to have that assumption. You have to have that assumption that, you know, just because, you know, for a woman that squirts, and you can see and it's obvious how much she's coming, and it's just so fascinating to you. The idea is a regular woman comes like that just as well. It's just that she might not squirt and such. And so you always got to have that goal to still try to get them to come like that. But the first time you see it, like, yeah, like, that's how it is. And you're like, where the hell does all that come from? It's like, nah, you have to assume that the woman who don't squirt, that's how they be coming, just over and over. You know, if you're doing it right, shit.
Damn, it's a trip, man. It's a trip. And that person that would squirt, going back to oral, that was probably the craziest oral I had ever probably gotten. That was just like, like she was able to go all the way down to the base, and right when she's at the very base, lick the balls at the same time.
Well, yeah, she was a pro. Yeah, she was a beast. She could do that to me.
It was like that, and that's the only person. That's the only person that's ever done that, man. Other than that, no, that was pretty interesting. I was like, wow. All right.
Well, where'd Carrie go? Carrie came, but she ran off. Carrie's always fun. She ran off. But, yeah, woman that squirt. And as far as, just because you squirt, that doesn't make you freakier. It just means that you squirt. But, yeah, I like the freak woman. I like somebody who's going to do it all. I'm like, oh, hello. That didn't sound too right. Hold on, let me fix that real quick. I'll be right back. Shit. Y'all hear me? Hello, hello?
Hello? Yeah, your mama squirts.
No, she don't. That's what my pops told me. He said she dry.
Your mama squirts.
Boy. Damn, I didn't get who this cat was last time. Oh, I didn't even see that you could fucking type right. If you click right under the fucking numbers, you could type names and shit. I didn't even know that. Ain't that some shit? Learning something new. Clicking on this asshole's number, I learned something new. Awesome.
What number you got, man?
Huh? What'd you say?
Did you get area code?
That's a 619.
Uh-huh.
That's the same guy?
Probably.
All right. No problem. That's why... So, but yeah. Yeah, squirter is a winner for me. That's a winner. So if you squirt, but you do have to tell us though. That's what to tell us first. Like I don't mind. It's not gonna be all bad, but warn us. Like I'm a squirter. If you see we finna get into it, or you about to come, or and you haven't told us yet, or yeah. just let us know. Like, for real. There's nothing wrong with it. Just, yeah, I don't want to be traumatized and think that, you know, for a second, even if we're used to it, even if we're used to a woman that does squirt, I mean, fuck that. We're going to freak out if it's in the dark. We're going to think it might have started. I don't know. Just warn us first, please. There's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, I love a squirt. I love the obviousness that I just made your ass come. I love the giveaway sign. But, you know, it's nice to know that that's how you roll before it happens.
Look at your chat, man. So the freakier the woman, the better? Nah, it's not about the freakier. It's just about the content to me. Just what makes
really
you come.
So, wait. Okay, so to the one that's just said that not every woman knows that they can squirt. Okay, so that means that it takes a really good orgasm for you to squirt. Like, it doesn't happen all the time. So you're not going to warn somebody if there's nothing to worry about. So I can understand. I didn't know that. You know, I didn't, you know, that. So that makes sense for me to ask to be warned, because I guess not every woman realizes that it's going to happen. So I can understand that. But as far as from us to you guys, it's really not that serious anyway. So you don't have to worry about warning us. If the shit happens, we're going to fucking love it. If you have a guy that just is like, ugh, what the fuck, and just, he's a loser. Like, for real. That's, fuck that.
You know what, man? You know, the thing about, the same thing goes for men. It's like squirters. Like, you know, they're talking about the squirting as a problem. Like, guys are the same difference. Like, there's guys that can drop driplets and stuff, and then there's guys like that porn star Peter North, you know? Peter North, that guy doesn't stop, man. That guy just goes, man. That shit ain't stopping for 30 seconds. Like, he's just all out, man. And so, you know, to where, you know, there's those scenes where he's right on the face, and then the girl, she thinks, oh, it's a couple squirts, but then she gets to a point where she goes, oh my gosh. And he's just like, I'm not done. And it's going all over the place. It's kind of like the same difference. He's a squirter, except for, you know, it's his baby batter.
To Kay Smith, it's, if you, that's, okay, I'm sorry that, like, I don't understand y'all anatomy. I don't understand what y'all go through. But at some point, for you to really enjoy your orgasms, I mean, you know that if you're having sex and that sensation that's going to happen is a nut and not you finna pee, you need to hurry up. You need to start embracing that shit. Like, fuck that. Don't kick his ass and run away, because, first of all, that's not going to work with me, boo-boo. I'm a big boy. I'm going to hold you down. And second of all, you don't be, we're not going to mind it. Any real man is not. We're going to love that. We're going to love that.
I just saw this person, Kay Smith's post. I knew a person who
for real. Like, that's what I'm trying to explain. Like, we is going to love it. Don't run. Fuck that. If you're not right with your body enough to fucking, oh, no, fuck that. Oh, you talking about bitches? I mean, females? I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to say it like that.
He has to pee. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I've had
that
situation.
Okay, so
you know when you're
okay.
Drunk and shit and you
so
have to go?
What my man said was, okay, it's a dude. What my man was saying was that a woman don't, they be ready to run when they come. So for any females who squirt sometimes or who are not exactly understand, we don't care about that shit. Fuck that. We love that. So if you squirting, don't. This dude keep calling me. That damn stupid dude. Don't run. That it's not gonna happen. I mean it happened, but it's not. Don't worry about it. We like that shit. I'm telling you. Ask him. Is he like? If it, you ain't got to tell us that you squirt. Just be like, you know, if it happened that, you know, when I have you ever messed with a woman who did this, or would you mind if this happened? Or, I'm telling you, I can't think of a dude who minds that at all. He might be mad about the white sheets or some spots that might, you know, not be dry in time, because that'd be some shit laying on some wet shit, though. I will tell you that.
like laying on some wet covers all night. There's nothing wrong with it, but you know that's something that you gotta adjust to as well. But I'm telling you, woman, it's good though. If you gonna come do that shit, we love that. Like real talk. So if you squirt and you embarrassed by it, or if you fuck that, we love that shit. So that's not a problem. A woman squirting is a plus. It's a bonus. It's a
absolutely,
giveaway sign
absolutely.
That we did something good. I mean, like I said, we know we can pretty much tell. Or sometimes we can pretty much tell when you guys do have an orgasm. But you know, like I said earlier, we men, we the bomb with a lot of shit, but we're not the most intelligent of people. So any help will do, and that's a dead giveaway sign that we just made you come. So that's.
And wait a minute, I feel I'm pretty smart, man. Hold on a second, speak for yourself. No, I'm just messing with you, man. No, I get you though. That's absolutely right. My boy Push, he's got a point, man. You're squirting and you're doing it. Don't be afraid about it. That's just like an exaggerated way of letting us know that we're doing the right thing. And the thing is, it's not exaggerated. It's just real. It's coming out. Like so.
Yep.
I see we got more people in the chat, man. Things are building up here.
Where? Oh yeah.
People got
people
questions. Ask my boy Push, man. Ask my boy. Bring it out.
Nobody else is gonna speak. There's just as many callers in the room too. Nobody's gonna say hi. Nothing. It's
how many calls you got right now?
Left in the show. Six. Counting me. I think somebody just muted their shit or something, but it's good. It's only 25 minutes left in the show, so if you do open your mouth, it's only going to be a slow conversation anyway. I mean, it's only going to be a quick conversation, so. And nobody going to speak up. My name is Sav, aka Mr. Pushboard. Oh, what's up? What's up, pimp? Well, that was you asking. That was you talking about, old girl.
Yeah, man. Look, man. I kind of realize your lot of females don't know what's going on with them. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. They don't understand that, you know what I mean? They think they about to start peeing on a nigga, whatever. They're trying to jump up off the bed. Oh, my God. Stop.
Fuck that. After a couple of times, they need to know that's they shit finna come. Fuck that.
Yeah, they don't be knowing, man. So they ready to run up, jump up on the bed, and everything. Oh, my God, I got to pee. Oh, my God, I got to pee. Because, see, at first, you know what I mean? I didn't realize it, you know what I mean? So I just had to talk to my brother one day, you know what I mean? We just sitting there talking about stuff. And he started talking about, man, she about to squirt. I'm like, nah, you know what I mean? She told me she got to pee, you know what I mean? But I just don't realize she's about to go in. You know what I mean? So I think that's a big part of it too. They ready to kick you all, trying to kick you in the face. I mean, I don't want through it. You know what I mean? Like I said, you know, you down there experimenting, trying to see what's going on, and then she start wilding out. My brother just like, yo, man, she ready to squirt, son. You know what I mean? You gotta let her know, man. Calm down. I'm like, nah, they ain't calm down. That motherfucker trying to fight.
Yep. They gonna kick and scream and throw punches, boy. They gonna be for real.
Yeah, they got a team, man. So they trying to fight a nigga up all. Of this shit, trying to run up out the room. So, you know what I mean? Especially if she a thick bitch, she gonna kick the fuck out of you. You gonna have to pull back.
Yeah, but. Real talk, though, shit. That's real talking in half the time. But the thing about if they don't run from the shit, then they just can keep going. Like, they will come back to back to back. It's like my man said, like, where the fuck does it all come from? But
glands.
I made it on my head. I was sitting here fucking with a chick, you know what I mean, man. This was an older chick, you know what I mean. She like 32, 33 years old, you know what I mean. I'm 25, but she's older. She got kids and shit. I'm sitting there, she's been married. I'm sitting there fucking around. Like I said, a lot of females don't know they can squirt. See, that's the issue. Like for real. Like Brian McLean said, you know what I mean. You gotta show her how it work. A lot of them don't know they can squirt. So you down there, and you know what I mean? Like I said, and when the motherfucking walls start caving in, and that shit start pumping back, a lot of females don't know how to deal with that shit. When that shit start coming out, they be in heaven, yo. You just gotta get them, like, they ready to start closing. That's when they start closing their legs up, trying to run, trying to push you off. So you gotta fight them. And then after everything over with, then they just sitting there like, I fucking love this nigga.
You do the ear. Oh, shit. Hold on. Yeah, my bad. But yeah, let me see. This last, I'm not even gonna talk. The last person I dealt with that squirted, she didn't like, she liked coming, but she didn't like looking down and seeing the disaster afterwards. Like it would traumatize the. It wouldn't traumatize. She would just be like, damn. Like she feel bad every time when the sheets would be wet. Or even if the fucking leather couch had a big ass wet stain or something, she would just be so traumatized that she would not want to stop. I mean, she could just come for like fucking 45 minutes straight if I stayed working at it. She was a water fucking faucet, right? And it's like the feeling is cool. Like they like the feeling, but just the idea that that all that shit is happening. They peeing and shit. Yeah. Just be fucking them up. Like, damn.
Yeah.
But they love it.
Yeah, no, you're right, man. You're right. Absolutely right. That's the same with me, but it was different. For the first few times we were messing around, she wouldn't let it get to that point. When she knew she was about to come, she would hop off kind of. Mm-hmm. When she was on top, she would hop off and kill it. And I was like, why are you doing that? Go. She goes, no, it's crazy, and I was just like, no. And finally, no crap, this is the last time we did it. The last time I messed with her, she finally let it happen, and I was like, all that time? Really? That was it? Like, it wasn't that bad.
Now, like I said, a lot of people think it's pee. That's one problem, you know what I mean, with a female squirting, and a lot of people don't know how to get her to that point. Like I said, see, my brother put me on, he told me, you know what I mean, blah, blah, blah. Then it's this website, you know, this dude on there that pretty much is telling you, okay, I promise you I can, every female you fuck with, I promise you, I can show you how to make her squirt, you know what I mean? So we sit down and watch the video and listen to this cat, and like, if I listen to him for a little bit, I'm like, okay, I already did that shit, you know what I mean? And then you go ahead and you really do it, and you keep going at it, so then when she's fighting back, and you just had to fight her, I mean, you gotta, yo, sometimes these ticks, like, I don't understand, like, for niggas, we like, We want you to keep going, you know what I mean? When we start getting to the point, we want you to keep going. But a female, you're ready to come, and why they want to fight you off for you? Like, I can't understand that. You know what I mean? We like, okay, if you're gonna get there, you got to get to the grand finale, you know what I mean? Don't just sit back and you're going to hold back. But a female, you get on, you get right there, they're ready to nut, they're ready to fight you off.
Hey, can I ask you guys both something? Let me ask you guys both something, because, I got to say this. You guys have had squatters and stuff, and I only had one. I got to ask you, all the girls that did it, you know, what was their ethnicity, man? Because the one and only one that I had, I'm a Hispanic guy, but she was, she's black, and she did that. Yeah. And
they have been every race. Two black, one Mexican, one Asian, another black one.
Because when I talk to other people, My other homeboys of mine, race or not, it was black. Like, and I was like, wow, I wonder if it's just blacks or just more common in blacks or something, you know, like hereditary or something.
I probably have
sex
with more black women than I have any other race. So, I mean, that's probably why I've seen it happen with more black women. But I'm pretty sure that's universal. I've seen.
I've only had two, but. And I've had a lot of others, a different race or mix or if not, but none of them came close to that. You know what I mean? And both of them, the blacks, they came a lot. Like the first one and the second one, the last one, that one was a squirter. So I don't know, man. I was thinking, I wonder if it was like a, you know, race thing too, like, you know, hereditary or something. Like,
I don't know. Personally, no race of them involved. I like to stay within my race a lot of times. You know what I mean? So, like I said, so it's pretty much, you know, African American females, I deal with them. I don't like to deal with them.
Not me, man. To me, it's all the same in the dark, man. It's all the same in the dark. It don't matter.
I can probably list differences between races as far as the sexual activities and shit, but...
Yeah, sexual, I don't give a shit. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's all the same in the dark, man.
Yeah.
To me, yeah. I'm Hispanic, I don't give a shit. Like, but, I mean, of course, that was my single days.
I've never met a black girl, but I don't met a girl who liked it from the back. I've never had sex with... Like I said, I never had the sex with an Asian girl who couldn't take all of it.
I've never had an Asian girl. That was the one thing I got to say. It's Asian. I've never had an Asian. Never had an Asian, man.
And black is my favorite. I like chocolate. But then I like red balls, yeah. Too.
I like darker skinned females. Like I just like the skin, like they skin tone. Just like it, just like it do something. Like they been sitting outside in the sun baking all day long.
You want to get a big old glass of milk and eat it down with it?
Yeah, you know what I mean. I just like the skin color. It just do something for me. Like, you know what I mean. I love a black muffler. It's like a shadow. You know what I mean. Mm-hmm. You can walk in the alley with her, and look, you ain't got to worry about nobody jumping you because they don't see her ass standing there. You know what I mean?
What's that? Damn. Shit? You fucked up my head.
You got to fuck the bitch with the lights on because he's fucking the dark. You might think he's just fucking the bed.
Shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
The bed don't squirt.
different ethnicities, they are freaks. Shit, all women are freaks. Any woman could be a freak.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that. Mixes, and even mixes, man. Even the mixes were some of the best.
I'm going to tell you, I think white chicks get better head. Like, I mean, that's just my personal preference. Like I said, I fuck with some white bitches, but it's probably, like, I fuck with, like, me, like, three white bitches my whole life. You know what I mean?
I don't know if the mythology of that kind of fucked me up or something, but I'm a black girl, and I always boss me up the best. But I think a white girl has just never really just had done it fabulously well for me at all.
When you get them and they be surprised, like they get down there and they be like, oh shit, a nigga dick really is bigger than a white boy. And they get down there and it's like a prize to them, you know what I mean? Like they done won the fucking Olympics and they appreciate that shit, you know what I mean?
You sitting there thinking, you know, like, this second, this bitch thinks she's like the best chick in the world. So
you know what I mean? This bitch this bitch is trying to lick your balls and everything. She and this motherfucker, she's really going wild. Like, you know what I mean? She's sucking your dick and got a nose in your ball. You got a nose in your pubic hair and shit. With a toe full of dick. Single gag, one time.
Ooh, wait, gentlemen. We're 15 minutes left, gentlemen. I appreciate y'all calling. I think I'm going to go ahead and shut the show down. Ooh. Your boy has to get up early tomorrow for that good barbecue out here in Oakland, so.
Hey, you got one more post right there at the bottom, man.
Oh, really? Hold on, let me go back. I ain't looked at the chat room in a minute. What makes me square this one? Taste of my man. He comes on my. See? Yes, you can say that on here. But,
you say whatever the fuck you want. You came 15 minutes too late.
Wow, you's a beast. We don't get to enjoy it when you come like that, though, but that's love.
You're right. We don't get to enjoy it like that. Wish it was another way. Maybe, well, no, I was going to say 69, but you don't want to drown your man. You don't want to drown your man.
Like, fuck it. But I haven't. A woman's never made me come like that anyway. So me and you would have to find a different way for you to square it a little harder, because I wouldn't be able to come in your mouth. No woman's made me do it yet. So that's good to know. So you pleasing me is what's gonna make you come harder. That's nice to know.
That's a giver right there.
Yep, that's a giver.
Giver and a giver right there. Good job, kitty. You're doing it right. Kinda. I mean, you're doing it right, but better if you do it on him.
You see what she said? You see what she said, right?
Yeah, I'm single too, mama, so I bet you on a different coast to me, though, but yeah, the host would actually really, really love that. Fucking around. So.
She's single. Damn.
We could share that.
Yeah. Too bad, though. Tell
you guys.
You're all on the west. You're somewhere on the east coast, though, I know. But, you know, if you're somewhere in the Bay Area, I can, you know, I can give you my... No, I'm just playing.
Oh, shit. Around. You're in the Bay, huh? Okay.
Yep.
From Diego to the Bay. That's where I'm from, Diego, man, so...
He's a Diego kid. But, as far as, man, we really got to ranting about squirting this shit. That was impressive. Tasty Kid, you probably only squirt every now and again, though, huh? Can't every nigga get you to squirt? How does that work out? Your man get you to squirt? Like to do? Oh, you single now, I'm sorry. This nigga that you was fucking last night, did he get you to squirt? If you're not gonna call, you can just type it in since you wanna be all hush.
Incognito and shit, yeah.
Yeah, it's only 12 minutes left in the show. I bet you motherfuckers will start speaking up about like 5 minutes left and shit.
Single. She said, unfortunately, I'm single. Unfortunately for who?
Unfortunately for whoever is not with her right now. That nigga that she just dumped. Or whoever didn't keep it or take care of it or whatever the fuck. Carrie, you in here. You could have said hi.
Yeah, Carrie Phillips, who's this? Like, yeah, she's been just listening, that's it.
She called before. Milky, you was just chatting, you could have said hi. It's only 11 minutes yet. I haven't intrigued you enough yet, Milky. Tasty, Kitty, you can call in. It's only a few more minutes left. And shit, I am talked out. Y'all really kept me talking for damn near 2 hours tonight. And it wasn't even, usually it's been hella woman. Like the past 3 or 4 nights, it's just been hella woman. I was the only dude in here. Oh, wait. Well, I got y'all in here. I got my man in here. Look, check this out. And I'm going to ask you if you get your girl. This is a question that I'm going to keep fucking with. If your girl, answer this honestly, I'll come ask you the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
if your girl that you just been fucking with for like a month, that's it, just a month, maybe a little less. You decide to let your boy smack your girl. Like, baby, basically our three of us, you know, you're going to have to let my boy hit something tonight. Right? Just for the fun of it, just for whatever. Fuck it. Right?
What?
Now, so next day, okay, that night, y'all don't make no rules or nothing. Y'all, that shit just happens, and then the shit's done. Now, the next day, she see your boy again, and she has sex with him. She see you later on, be like, baby, your friend came by, you know, just so you know, we kind of, you know, we did what we did or whatever, right? Would she be wrong for what she did, for fucking old boy again? Would she be in trouble? Huh?
Right. Because I look at it like this, you know what I mean? I don't know I know personally, I look at it like this. A nigga going to be a nigga. But you said we agreed upon it, right? So we said it, you know what I mean? So explain the scenario a little bit better to me. Like, so how's it going? Like, I said he could smash her, he could try to smash her or whatever.
Yeah, like, baby, let my boy hit something. Like, y'all was there at the time, like, baby, you got to talk with your boy. You want to show him how good. I don't know why you let him hit or whatever. You just let him hit something. You told baby, my boy, let my boy, you know, and it happened. She was down with it. Y'all basically had a threesome or whatever. Fuck it. So,
okay.
Then the next day, they see each other before you and her see each other, before you and your girl see each other, see your girl and your boy see each other, and they fuck, right? And later now, as soon as she see you again, she tell you what happened, because it's your girl, she tell you, you know, because she thought it was good. Y'all didn't make no rules or nothing, so, you know, would she be wrong? Would she be in trouble?
Man, you know what?
Damn.
Fucking ass, yo. Because, look, I know personally, I'm going to keep wanting it personally. I would never do no shit like that, so I can't even answer that. Like,
So the reason I asked that, because the question I was asked, the reason I asked it like that, because the original question was if I'm in a relationship with a girl and we only been having sex 3 weeks, a month, or whatever. We only been kicking it for a month, and she decided to bring another female into the mix, right? Baby, we're going to have a threesome. You know, I fuck her friend, whatever. And ain't no rules set or nothing. The next day, I see her partner before I see my girl. Me and her partner fuck, but when I see my girl, I be like, hey, babe, homegirl came through. You know, we do what we do. I just wanted you to know. She going to be mad, but she didn't give me no rules. All she did was introduce me more pussy.
No, you're right. You're right, man.
Would I be wrong?
No, hell no, man. See, you know, you open up to being a swinger, man. That's the lifestyle, man. That's the lifestyle. And I know what you're talking about because I've seen relationships like that where they're like, oh, what are you doing fucking my girl? That you cheating on me? He's like, cheating? You were just fucking dumbing my girl last night. Like,
hey, Smith, what was you going to say? Would we be wrong? Would I be wrong for fucking old girl again?
Jesse, the jerk, says no.
Okay.
It just depends on how you look at it. Like I said, you would, but you wouldn't. You know what I mean? Like I said, I like looking at things from the big picture. You would, okay, and then you can sit back and talk about, see, like I said, I mean, you can sit back and try to look at it, oh, I can't think of a word right now. You know what I mean? Look at it, oh, well, you didn't say I couldn't. Or, you know what I mean? Oh, we've been fucking all this time, but you had to be there. You know what I mean? It depends on how you look at it. I mean, in one way, it could be no, because, okay, it wasn't no rules set up. So I just thought I could go ahead, you know what I mean? She came through our fuck. Or then again, it's like, okay, well, we were doing this together, so it wasn't supposed to be you and them. It was supposed to be me, them, and you know what I mean? So, I mean, like, it's just depends on how you look at it.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, I'm going to get off of it now because I think I've had a couple of male opinions, so I think I'll get off of it now. But, yeah, I mean, I never do no shit like that. But
yeah, no, me neither, man. No, I feel you. I would never do nothing like that. But if you're going to get into it, yeah, you better fucking, you know, say fuck.
I'm going to tell you what that made me think of when you said that, yo. It was a, I'll be watching the IG.
What did you say, man? What did you say, Push?
Oh, I was reading this message.
I thought you were talking about you, because I was like, he's all, I haven't had sex in a long time. I was like, what?
No, I was reading her message out loud. Me and Tessy Kid are going to have a real long talk. Had to stand away from me. Yeah, go ahead.
But now, I was watching the IB channel, and they had this couple. They've been married for a couple of years, but they were swinging and shit. So he was working, and she was, you know, she was a housewife or whatever. He was like in the military or some shit. So he was getting bread, so he took it on. So they went to the swing club. Well, she wanted to have sex with a black man, so he took and went online and found her a black man to have sex with. But they made sure they went to the swingers. Mind you, the swingers got a certain rule: you can only have sex with them in the swingers club. No outside communication and all that. It got to be consensual. You know, between the husband, he got to know. So pretty much what happened was the black man and the white woman started liking each other, and they started having sex outside the swingers joint. And see,
And I know what they're talking about too, because a lot, you know, San Diego, we got Camp Pendleton. You know, I know a lot of boys of mine, man. They do swinger shit like that. They military's the biggest fucking cheating bastards, man. Like they do all kinds of swinger shit like that.
But you gotta remember, they don't look at that as swinging, because see, that's pretty much an open relationship. But they like they like to know, well, you know, okay, well, my wife is fucking this person. But you know what? But like I said, the swingers rules. The swingers can only have sex with the people that's there in that group. You know what I mean? Like they gotta be there when, you know, whatever a lot of time they got, they can fuck around. But as soon as they leave, they back to being a couple. You know what I mean? The swinging shit is where it's at. You know what I mean?
Look at you. Hey, look at Kitty. Hey, Push, look at Kitty.
I see you, Tasty. I apologize that you had to come so late. You should have came a little earlier. You could have got more than a few times. The fuck's around, boo-boo.
Yeah, man, military, they're big swingers, man, because, you know, people, wife or man is out to sea and shit, you know, and they need a fix, man, you know?
Damn, Tasty Kitty is talking a lot of shit tonight.
Yeah, me and her are going to have a long talk. She's going to come back in tomorrow. should have come in at the last 20 minutes and shit. And she going to call in.
I don't know. I personally, if I were you, Push, man, I put her on it, man. Tonight was okay, but maybe the next show, you got to let her, you got to have her call in, because I don't think she's justified by her age. I think she's talking the big talk, but she's not walking it.
Yeah,
that's just me. I don't trust people. I see her, you know, she, you know, her conversation doesn't mean, you know, she doesn't look immature, but she doesn't look mature enough. So, because I came late, you're not turned on? Okay, yeah, you're just talking now. You're sex talking. You might want to give him your number. Call up Boy Push, you know, and finish the conversation otherwise.
Oh, no, Titty, I didn't say that. I'm very turned on, boo. I just, I like more. Like, Quickie for me is the hour, so.
Let's hear her voice. Shit.
I'm a greedy motherfucker, so with you coming in the last 20 minutes, it turned me on, but fuck a snack. Like I said, like, Quickie for me is an hour. I'm an all-night type of nigga. So,
Push,
but yeah.
Push, you got 3 minutes, man. You going to go to bed or whatnot? Because I think I'm going to push a show here in the next half hour or so.
Yeah, I'm going to be up. I'm going to play around for y'all some stuff. Tasty Kitty, my website is pushforward.com. You can send me a message here, Facebook, Twitter, pushforward, @push_forward. Just hit me up. There's a bunch of ways to get me up if you really want to, boo. But I'm going to be up. I'm going to fuck around, figure out some more stuff with the studio. I'm going to play with these sound effects. I probably ain't going to do a show tomorrow because we got this barbecue. So I'm going to be up for a while. Kay Smith, I got you. I'm going to add you right now. Push forward. I'm going to... We'll miss it, Push Forward on YouTube. I'm going to subscribe. what else was I going to say? Ladies, I don't know where y'all was at tonight. I was ready for you, but you know what I mean? I had a couple of fellas come in and help me out tonight. I appreciate it. I don't know what I'm going to be on Sunday. Tomorrow, I'm going to probably throw something. I haven't the first idea what time yet. But if you haven't heard anything from me by 10 o'clock, it's probably just going to be another 10:30 show. It might be early. I might do something during the barbecue. Check out every source you can of me. And, yes, I know I got 90 seconds, you old Blog Talk Radio heifer.
Yeah, hey, Push, you know, I'm gonna schedule for 3 o'clock right now in a half hour, man. So I don't know if you follow me or not. But the both of you, man, you guys wanna jump on the show too, man. I'm gonna do a half hour show real quick.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe we can just continue the talk, you know?
Yeah, I'll probably hop in there. But yes.
So anyone listening to the Push show, you know, jump on the Vice and shit, and you know, I'll be on there right now in half an hour. I'm just gonna like settle out for a second, have a couple more beers and loosen up.
All right, Vice, I'll check you out, bro. But, what else? In closing. Yes. We've been talking about sex for a week straight. Good job, everyone. Nah, real talk, probably stay on this just for a little bit longer. See how much more feedback we can get. Because, you know, if it doesn't keep you guys in interest, I'm not going to keep talking about it. I can talk about sex all night. And as you can see, it's very intriguing and progressive subject. So but anyway, get back at me tomorrow. If you don't hear anything from me by, like I said, by 9, 10 o'clock, it's just going to be the same thing, 10:30 tomorrow night. Check me out at push_forward, Facebook, Push Forward, and of course, pushforward.com. Bye, y'all. Okay, recording is done, so anybody still left in the room, thank you for listening. Thank you for talking, not talking, I don't know. Still have a few chatters, two chatters left. Tasty Kitty is still in there. Vice is gone. Two callers. Yeah. Alright, I don't know if it's anything. Good night.